188 years ago this week, a small band of valiant men began a long struggle for freedom. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, not only to found a nation, but to forge an ideal of freedom.
Too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Greetings, white America. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier from my log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia. Every day, we battle the loony left.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
But still, we manage to persevere because the good guys always win, even in the 20s. Hey everybody, it is Tommy Freedom coming at you loud and proud for the next one half hour. Before I get going on the show here, I just want to reach out to those who have been affected by Hurricane Laura. I've been through several hurricanes in my life. Probably the worst one was Hurricane Hugo, which was still actually a hurricane when it hit here in Charlotte, North Carolina. That was an amazing storm. I was actually outside when the wind was blowing at 115 miles per hour. And was standing out there when the 135 mile per hour gust came through. It still was not quite light at that point, and I could envision a shingle coming through at like head height, and I said, yeah, I better get my butt back in the house. But it was an incredible storm to weather through, and we were out of power for close to a month in my neighborhood. So I know these people that are down there that are going through all this, they've lost everything. Some people are without power for a week now. They'll be coming up on probably 2-3 weeks before some of the outlying areas have the power restored. So, my friends, let's keep those brothers and sisters out there in our thoughts and prayers as time progresses. Now, before I do get into the show, as you well know, when I have an issue with a product and I deal with customer service, or in some cases, customer no service, I always come on the show and I share my experience with you. Now, this year was the first year that I actually planted a garden. I started getting into growing my own herbs, my own vegetables. I know you're thinking to yourself, Tommy, aren't you like the world's leading expert on some like really critically endangered tree? And the answer is yes, but that is silviculture. This is horticulture. There is a difference, and I have never really gotten into horticulture before, but now I am doing so, and I have also gotten into frying chicken, and I've been working on this recipe now for about the past 4 or 5 months, and I've just about got it worked out, but there was another seasoning that I wanted to try adding to my recipe, and it's called savory. Now, as you may very well be aware, or you may not be, so I'll share this with you, we no longer have four senses of taste on our tongues now. We now have five. In addition to sweet, sour, salty, and bitter, we now have savory, or as the Japanese call it, umami. And there is a plant that is called savory that adds a lot of savoriness to dishes, so I wanted to try and add this to my fried chicken recipe, but I couldn't find it anywhere in the stores. Now, Spice Island does make this particular herb, but I couldn't find it in the stores anyway. I went online and it was like $12 for one of those little shaker bottles that normally cost you $3 if you buy the store brand. I said, whoa, no wonder I can't find it in the stores. We just don't have that kind of a high-end grocery store around here. So I decided I would grow my own and had a lot of trouble finding it online. I found lots of companies that were selling seeds, but I didn't need 200 seeds. All I needed was a single plant that I could nurture and bush out and take my own cuttings and root them and get them going that way. So I found this company online. It's called the Growers Exchange, and they're out of Sandston, Virginia, which I looked on the map is like right inside of Richmond city limits. So not too terribly far away from me here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I went ahead and ordered a plant, and they had a shipping calendar when they would send these out. And my particular area said it wouldn't ship until the end of September. So much to my surprise, 2 days after I put my order in, there was a box on my back patio. And I opened it up, and sure enough, there was my plant. And it had been put upside down, but it was packaged very, very well. So even though it was standing upside down, it hadn't lost any soil or anything. It was packed very well. I want to accentuate, it was packed very, very well. So I took it out and checked the soil to make sure it wasn't dried out. It was damp. And the next day I happened to look at it, and there was a little bit of wilt to the leaves. But I thought, well, you know, it wasn't marked plants do not freeze, even though this is an annual that can take winters. I thought, well, maybe, you know, it got a little frostnip being at the high altitude since it wasn't marked. Because for those of you who don't know, plants are shipped in an unpressurized portion of the plane. There's no heat, there's no pressure. So unless it says plants do not freeze, like your banana plants will arrive dead because they will have frozen. But this didn't appear to be that way. Initially, I thought it was, but now it was kind of wilting, but it was still good on the end of one side of the plant. And it really looked to me like it had gotten a little dehydrated, and they'd put some water in there and hydrated the soil prior to shipping. So I got the information, went and sent them an email. They also wanted a picture. I sent them a picture, and I started going back through my email. And folks, this is no exaggeration. Somewhere between 90 and 120 seconds into going through my emails, I heard a chime that I had a new email. Finished going through my mails, there was another chime in there. I think I went through maybe 75 emails that I just deleted. That's how quick I went through. Pull this up and it says your order. So, well, this isn't the same order number. And then I looked, and it had the price of the plant with a minus sign in front of it, no tax, no shipping, and I realized, wow, a minute and a half to 2 minutes after I sent this email, they were already sending me a replacement plant. I got the email advising me that I was going to be getting the replacement plant after the order went through. That is how well this company responded to my request. So if you are into plants, please check them out. It's called the Growers Exchange, and they are at the growers-exchange.com. Have a look-see, and I think you'll be just as impressed as I was. The quality of the plants seems to be really well, and their customer service is second to none. Again, that is the growers-exchange.com. I know that typically when I have these, I put them at the end, but I've got a lot to talk to you about today regarding the exodus of people just fleeing California, the ongoing riots and the like. I wanted to make sure that I gave this company all of the attention that it deserved. So now, let me start the show.
It's Tommy Freedom.
If you're going to San Francisco.
Well, back in the 60s, San Francisco was the place to go. If you were a flower child, a hippie, you had the flowers in your hair, the ribbons in your hair, San Francisco was your destination. I mean, that was hate. Asbury. And if you don't know where Haight Ashbury came from, that term, it was the corner of Haight, not H-A-T-E, H-A-I-G-H-T, I think, and Ashbury. It was the corner. That's where they all converged. And that's where the hippie culture grew in San Francisco. Well, nowadays, people are not flocking to San Francisco. They are fleeing San Francisco. and not only San Francisco, but the entire state of California in general. And there are many reasons for this, but most recently, if there is a reason to get the hell out of California, they are now proposing a new wealth tax. And folks, this is unlike anything you've ever heard before. This is a 0.4% tax on all of your assets over $15 million if you are single, and for $30 million if you are filing jointly. And this isn't just an income. This is not an income tax. This is a tax on your assets, and there's a huge difference. We know what an income tax is. This is an asset tax. So they tax you on your total worth, your houses, your cars, your paintings, your precious metals, rare books, and the like. Now, a lot of people invest, when they get a lot of money, they don't keep their money in cash. A lot of them will have it in stocks and bonds, but a lot of this is in rare paintings and, believe it or not, wine. That's why all these rich people have these wine cellars. They have bottles of wine that could be worth $30,000 a bottle, up to $500,000 a bottle. It's an investment. But all of this would be taxed no matter where in the world you owned it. So you have a vineyard in France? Well, according to this new plan, you're going to be taxed on it. You have a 10,000-acre ranch in Texas? Yep. That's taxed too. Never mind the fact it's not in California, you will be taxed on it anyway. And even worse, you just can't simply move to get away from it. Oh no, sir. Even if you decide to move out of the state of California, you'll still be taxed for 10 years. Now it's a sliding scale, 90% the first year, 80% the year after that, etc. But it's still a load of crap. And as far as I know, it's unconstitutional and completely illegal. But that's never stopped the left from pushing things through before, now has it? I mean, come on, you can't tax someone who doesn't live in your state anymore. How can you tax them on property that isn't in California or income that was earned somewhere else? I don't see how this would hold up in court. I really don't. It would be like a Japanese millionaire moving here and still being taxed in Japan. Well, now maybe that would be legal in that country, but folks, we ain't Japan. So there's this California State Assemblyman named Rob Bonta from Los Angeles, and he has a big D next to his name, which I am fairly certain stands for dumbass, and he tried explaining all of this to Neil Cavuto last week. Now, he says it's only on assets worth over the $15 or the $30 million threshold, depending upon whether you're single or married, that's going to be taxed. So for every $10 million over that, it's only an additional $40,000. Oh, that's all, eh? Well, maybe for the family farmer whose farm in the Napa Valley that's worth $25 million, hey, that's a lot of money, because maybe he may have inherited the farm, or all of his worth is tied up in the farm, and it's not just personal income. That's what they always fail to overlook. Money isn't always money. So all of this would be on top of the income and property taxes. So you see how this works and where it's going, my friends? So if you're an even billionaire, the taxes would be $4 million every year. Now, who's that guy that's worth $200 billion? Bezos, I think. Well, his taxes at $200 billion would be $800 million every year if he lived in the state of California. You think he'd stay in that state that taxes him for a wealth tax over and above what he already pays for income and property taxes? Of course not. Do they really think that people are going to willingly pay this? Well, Rob Bonehead does. See, this would target around 30,400 California residents and would generate an estimated $7.5 billion in revenue every year. Now, he's convinced that they would all be more than willing to pay this money for the privilege of living in the state of California. What the hell is he on? These people are deluded. I've talked to you before about all of this. People are fleeing high-tax states like California, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut in droves to escape this. Mario Cuomo is begging businesses to return to New York. He'll even invite them over to his house for dinner if they'll come back. That's how pathetic they are. And people aren't going to put up with this crap. They're just going to split out of California and move to states like North Carolina, where I live. Well, it's already happening with New York and New Jersey. I see these tags all the time. More and more of these people are coming here. We don't want them. They're coming here like a plague of locusts, and worse, they're bringing all of their liberal ideas and practices with them. That's why Charlotte is solid blue in an otherwise sea of red for the state of North Carolina. All the conservatives in Charlotte have fled to the surrounding counties, and this is also why the demographics of the voters who cast ballots for me are not in Charlotte, but in the surrounding towns that make up Mecklenburg County. I always sweep the northern towns and all the unincorporated areas, but the numbers in Charlotte overrun that. So, yeah, there you go. So all these people are going to leave California and come here or to your state. Well, here's how bad California is. A lot of Californians are moving to New York because it's better than California. What the hell does that tell you? People are fleeing New York and New Jersey, and Californians are moving there because it's better than California? Trust me. In the states where they are moving to in the highest numbers, like Idaho and Colorado, the locals are actually openly telling them that they are not welcome there. I've even seen bumper stickers that says, "Californians, Colorado sucks. Stay there." I mean, that's how bad it is. Now, the only exception that I know of is Texas, and I'll get into that later on, why a lot of Californicates are moving to the state of Texas. But getting back to the wealth tax, well, you didn't just think it would be all on just the 0.1%, did you? Oh, no, of course not. Here's the real deal. There would be an added surcharge on income taxes as well. 1% on incomes of $1 to $2 million, 3% on incomes of $2 to $5 million, and 3.5% on incomes over $5 million. And this would change the top rate from 13.3% to 16.8%. That means that 17 cents of every dollar you earn would be stolen from you by the state of California just for those additional taxes on your income. And those are additional millionaire taxes. That's on top of the regular state income tax. So now you're looking at Canada-like tax rates. People aren't going to stay there. This will burden the remaining people and businesses with even more debt and taxes, and it's just not sustainable. You cannot keep raising the taxes to try and pay your debt off. People can't afford that. California is currently the fifth largest economy in the world, and they seem to think that they have a monopoly on it. But they get their water from the Colorado River. The Imperial Valley could not exist without that water. Divert the river and move the farms to Arizona. There goes your Imperial Valley. People aren't going to send the state of California any of their money once they leave. Give me a break. Again, this shows the pure delusion that these left-wing progressive liberals have. They are nothing but socialist, Marxist, Bolshevik communists who are intent on turning the working class into a caste system. The big businesses are going to move to other states, like Texas, and they're going to reopen there. Silicon Valley will cease to exist. Then, the smaller businesses are going to close on top of that. They won't be able to afford to stay open. Many of them will also move to Texas as well. Then all the American workers are going to leave. All that will be left in California are the dregs of society, the homeless, and millions of illegals. Everyone with a brain in their head will be on a train out of there. And there's two trains, my friends. You got the Trump train, and you got the Pelosi train. Now here's the Trump train. This is the train that is fleeing California, and it sounds something like this. Welcome aboard. Ticket, please. Thank you very much, sir. Welcome aboard. Ticket, please. Thank you very much. Welcome aboard. Ticket, please. Thank you so much. Welcome aboard. Ticket, please. Ticket, please. Oh, you don't have a ticket? Get the hell off of my train. Now, here's the Pelosi train, which goes into California, typically through Mexico. Welcome aboard. Ticket, please? No ticket? Oh, no problem. Hop on board anyway. Ticket, please. Oh, no ticket. Ah, no problem. Welcome aboard. Ticket, please. Oh, no ticket. Ah, no problem. Welcome to California. Okay, so everything that I just talked to you about is in the future. It hasn't happened yet. However, people have been fleeing California in droves for years. And it's not just an exodus, my friends. It's a mollyflogging prison break. If you think the floodgates from Mexico have opened into California, you need to see where the California River is flowing on its way out of the state. Even Tesla is now operating just outside of California in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I told you before, a lot of California emigrants are moving to Idaho, Colorado, Nevada, and New York, but a ton are flooding also into Florida because there's no state income tax, so it's a great place to retire. But by the same token, the Republic of Texas doesn't have a state income tax either, and the standard of living is half of what it is in California. So guess where all the businesses are moving to? Guess where Silicon Valley is going to reemerge? That's right, the great state of Texas. Perhaps you've been watching all these private space flights lately, like I have. I am absolutely glued to my seat every time I watch a SpaceX launch. It's freaking awesome. I remember the Apollo flights when I was a kid and how popular they were. Then everyone got bored and quit tuning in. Eventually, space launched, you know, went the way of the dodo, you know, except for maybe a live feed on the Science Channel or something. But today, these things are covered live on a ton of channels, as well as streaming live on YouTube and Facebook. Times have changed. SpaceX currently launches from Cape Canaveral, but they have their own spaceport built for future launches from their own space base in Boca Chica. Boca Chica is not in Florida, nor is it in California. No, it is da-da-da in Texas, the same state where trillions of Californicates are flocking to escape the Stalinist regime of Gavin Newsom and all of his Pelosi-based ilk. In Los Angeles, homicides are up 32%. Homelessness is up 13%. In San Francisco, homicides are up 31% and homelessness is up 17%. In the state's capital, Sacramento, home of eight is enough, homicides are up 28% and the homeless rate is up a staggering 55%. Now let me point out that all three of these cities have Democratic mayors, and Gavin Newsom is also a Democrat. I'm sure that's just a coincidence, though. Yeah, just like all the riots and looting lately, it's all going on in Democrat-run cities. That doesn't matter, though. It's still Donald Trump's fault. 691,321 people left the state of California last year. That's more than the entire state of Wyoming. And that's just in 1 year. Also, this was the ninth year in a row that California saw a negative number. So where are most of them going? You guessed it.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Look. When Californicates move to Texas, they are absolutely stunned. Their standard of living has just increased by 40 to 50% overnight. In fact, most of the people moving to the Lone Star State are indeed coming from California, and most of them are settling in and around the area of Austin. That's why I'm telling you that Texas is going to be home to the new Silicon Valley. Let me give you an example. In Houston, you can get a three-bedroom house for a couple of $100,000, complete with a roomy backyard and good schools for your kids to attend. Try doing that in California. Good luck. California has deliberate policies to discourage new building, and they charge more for the crappy housing you're forced to buy or rent. That's why a lot of people who work in San Francisco live in RVs or commute 3 hours each way to get to their jobs. Energy costs in California are 50% higher than the national average. And Texas has its own power grid. Gonna be a lot cheaper there. In Los Angeles, renters need to make $48 an hour just to pay the rent on a median apartment. That's insane. No one makes that much. Now, here in North Carolina, $48 an hour is close to six figures, and you could afford a $500,000 home on that kind of a salary. I make $28 an hour just tossing papers, and I only have to work 2 days a week to pay my bills, including my mortgage, which is less than $280 a month. For $280 in California, you couldn't afford a frickin' dog kennel. California's always had the highest poverty rate, and proportionately, it's about 30% higher than it is in Texas. A third of the people in this country on assistance are in California. Now let me put this into perspective for you. California spends more than Texas, Arizona, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, Oregon, Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Hawaii, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, Nebraska, New Mexico, and Montana on welfare annually combined. Would you like me for that to repeat you so that sinks in? California spends more than Texas, Arizona, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, Oregon, Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Hawaii, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, Nebraska, New Mexico, and Montana on welfare annually combined. In addition, California has 12% of the nation's population, yet it houses a staggering 49% of the nation's homelessness. This cannot all be because of the climate and the welcome wagons. No, it's because the state is so expensive to live in, these people are tossed out on their asses. And people are left with no other choice. It's disgusting, and it is unacceptable. Yet it is entirely acceptable for Nancy Pelosi and Gavin Newsom. Over the past 10 years, more than 15,000 businesses have fled the state. And where do you think the majority are going?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Look, California and Texas are very similar in size, population-wise. They both have their own energy independence. They both have gas. They both have oil. They both have ways to sustain themselves. But California is very quickly losing its ability to maintain itself because so many people are leaving the state. And let me just reiterate here, the people who are leaving California and going to Texas are not blue, they're red. Now, while there is a problem in a few southern counties in Texas becoming blue because of the illegals that are sneaking across the border, for the most part, Texas is red, and the people who are coming into Texas are red, and they will continue to stay red, and they will steal everything from California that California has to offer, including Silicon Valley. Cali, you're done. Stick a fork in you, cause you're toast. And in the words of Seven Dust, here it is.
I don't think so either.
I made the mistake of moving to California in 1988. I lasted 8 months before I turned my ass around and came back home to the great state of North Carolina. And my friends, I promise I did not know until I just played that the lead singer for Seven Dust was black. So my fault, my bad. On that note, I am out of time. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, stay safe, stay brave. Stay the hell out of California, but by all means, stay tuned, because I will be back next week with even more. So until then, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. S.O.S.